I was thinking about this the other day, and I thought, I got to find out what your fears are, because everybody's got phobias or fears. Some of them you get as a kid, and then you outgrow them, and some stick with you forever.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
Mine are pretty typical, but I want to, other than my weird ones. So I gave a typical one and a weird one.
Can we talk about your weird ones?
We will in a minute.
Okay.
What's your phobia?
Humanity.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm with you on that.
It's spiders comes to mind right away.
Spiders.
I do not like spiders.
Yeah, I don't either.
Never have liked spiders.
I think most people. There are the weird people that have tarantulas.
Yeah, couldn't do it. Could
no
not do it.
Way.
If you put any, I just seeing one, I'm gone.
I get into a cold sweat if I see one.
Yeah, I don't like them.
So that's yours.
I'm with you. Yeah, spiders would be number one. I'm just trying to think if there's anything else that.
Do you have any weird ones?
I couldn't stand. My friend just got back from Thailand, and when he was in Thailand, he was standing on the top of a building with the glass floor.
Oh, yes.
Couldn't do
looking
that.
Down.
No. Got the vertigo. Couldn't do that at all. He did it. I'm like, way, man.
There's
no
a pool like that, too.
No way. No, couldn't do that.
Couldn't do that. Okay.
So I don't know if that'd be a phobia.
Do you have a fear of heights?
Yeah. A little bit.
Okay. So you have a fear of heights. Okay.
I do. Yeah. I couldn't jump out of a plane. I couldn't do bungee jump.
You couldn't fly in a chopper like me? Would that have freaked you out before?
No, I could do that.
That's
I could
okay.
do that. I did that once in my friend's chopper when he didn't have any doors on it either.
Yeah.
Her first couple seconds, a little uneasy. You know what else, too? Snorkeling. When I go to Hawaii, I like to snorkel.
But the first little bit,
you kind of have to get, you kind of get a weird sensation about you before you finally get used to this, to having this apparatus on your face.
Yeah.
After that happens, though, you're fine for the rest of the trip. It's just that first couple
of
seconds.
Them breathing out of the tube.
Yeah.
Huh, okay.
But spiders is definitely the big one for me. Okay, Leah.
Yeah,
weird.
So we'll start with
non-weird?
my non-weird.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm with you on the spiders. I mean, if you've heard me shriek here in the office.
What about snakes?
That's my other one. Snakes.
Oh, okay.
Spiders and snakes I don't like. Those are my two normal ones, which most people have,
okay,
I
don't
say.
Have a problem with snakes at all.
So, you don't mind snakes?
No. If I pick them up, I've had them around
You're
my
weird.
Neck. Yeah, I like snakes. I've always been a fan. I used to find them all the time.
Yeah, I don't like snakes. Yeah. So my weird one is something that I've had as long as I can remember. I don't like touching. Now, don't keep this clean. I don't like touching wood. Like, I don't like wooden spoons. I don't like popsicle sticks.
Really?
I cannot touch them. So when I eat a popsicle, and like ever since I was a kid, I would have to hold the top of the wrapper, rip off the bottom, not touch the stick, slide it out, grab the end of the wrapper, put it on the sticks, and
why?
I can't stand that feeling. It gives me the heebie-jeebies. Yeah, I don't like
it. So, like, it's like when someone puts their nails down a chalkboard kind of thing?
Yeah, that kind of, you get the goosebumps.
Yeah.
Like, that's how it feels. So, I have no wooden spoons at home.
Really?
If it's like a polished wood, I don't mind that. If it's the unfinished, look, I'm getting goosebumps right now. Just
really?
The thought of it freaks me out.
What about, like, lumber?
I know, weird. That I don't mind.
Could you pick up
I can
lumber?
Touch that. To a certain
stick?
Degree.
Could you pick up a stick?
Stick is fine.
What about a hockey stick?
Hockey stick's fine because that's kind of finished.
Okay.
It's the unfinished wood that I don't like.
All right.
It's hard to explain, but that's...
No, it's making total sense to me.
I could not eat popsicle sticks without having the wrapper on it.
All right. So you've posted this latest throwback,
on
90s
Facebook.
Throwback. On Facebook, just put it up there, I'm sure. So I don't know if we have
any responses. Some replies.
Oh,
yeah.
We do.
So
what
it's
do
on.
Say?
It's on Pulse 107.7. You can answer our phobia. It's also on our website at pulsefm.ca. But Rob says he actually didn't really answer it, but he said responding to posts on Facebook. Proud of myself. I guess that's his phobia, right?
That's actually well done.
Jessica says fear of losing children. Before myself, other than that, bring on everything else.
Yeah, know what? That's something I've experienced. My father experienced that as I lost my sister before he passed away. It is not a natural thing, and it is very difficult.
It's a big fear,
definitely. And after watching what happened to my dad with that, I don't wish that on anyone.
No,
I really don't.
Absolutely.
So. Anyway, you still have time to vote, right?
Yep.
Is there any more, or is that it?
That's it so far. Okay. I just posted it.
All right, so at Pulse 107.7 via Facebook, if you want to help us out with the 90s throwback.